It's Thursday, the 27th of March, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Judge Shafimana Waitele delivered a judgment in the case regarding the veterinary cordon fence or red line brought by Dr. Job Amupanda, who argued that the continued existence of the red line unfairly affects the people of northern Namibia.
I therefore find that Mr. Amupanda's vehicle, that people from the south are treated differently from people from the north, to be very poor, vacillating, and of so romancing in character that I cannot place any reliance on it. And I therefore find that Mr. Amupanda does not place a single piece of evidence to determine how irrational and arbitrary the government acts when it restricts conveying animal products from one zone to another zone. He has not. And I find that Mr. Amupanda has failed to place sufficient evidence before court which will hold the possibility of finding that the implementation of the veterinary cordon fence violate Article 10 of the Namibian Constitution.
The case concluded this morning. Separately, the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Economics and Public Administration has recommended the removal of the veterinary cordon fence. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Mines and Energy Natangwe Thete said that the red line should not restrict citizens from moving their animals.
30 years of independence is too much. How many years do we want to wait? We just speak of foot and mouth disease. That does not kill us. Why are we not dead? These Europeans, when they go to the north, they eat the same meat. We are exporting the same meat to other countries. Why are the people not dying? We are just being colonized through a policy. We need to come up. We should remove that fence and see whether we will die and see whether we will not find market. We will find market.
The case concluded this morning. Finance and Social Grants Management Minister Erica Shafuda will present the national budget in Parliament this afternoon, detailing how funds will be allocated under the new administration. Economic analysts expect the budget to focus on creating jobs with plans for spending to help increase growth. Statistics South Africa says liquidations increased by 1.4% in February compared to the same period last year. Liquidations of closed corporations increased by 4 cases, while liquidations of companies decreased by 2 cases during the period. Stats SA's Onika Mushwana says liquidations declined by 12.5% over the past 3 months.
The 140 liquidations recorded in February 2025 include 14 compulsory liquidations and 126 voluntary liquidations. 73 companies and 67 closed corporations closed their doors.
And finally, Bill Gates predicts artificial intelligence will eliminate the need for human expertise in most fields within the next decade. Speaking on The Tonight Show, he said AI will make specialized knowledge like medical advice and tutoring widely accessible and free, driving major transformations in healthcare and education.
The era that we're just starting is that intelligence is rare, you know, a great doctor, a great teacher. And with AI, over the next decade, that will become free, commonplace, you know, great medical advice, great tutoring. And it's kind of profound because it solves all these specific problems, like we don't have enough doctors or, you know, mental health professionals. But it brings with it kind of so much change. You know, what will jobs be like? Should we, you know, just work like 2 or 3 days a week? So I love the way it'll drive innovation forward. But I think, you know, it's a little bit unknown. Yeah. Will we be able to shape it?
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.